Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, nice to have you back with us. Giants baseball coming up tonight is Tyler Beede on the hill from Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is getting close to that finals of the College World Series. And from the University of Tennessee, Zach Godley, who has been ungodly. He's been knocked all over the place this year, but he had that one game last year against the Giants where he found the curveball and gave him all sorts of trouble. So we'll see what happens tonight. Bruce Jenkins joins us. Bruce, how are you?
Good. How's it going, Marty?
Pretty good. The Pujols stuff, Bruce, it was made for you and me. It's that sentimental time of baseball where the hero comes back to the town and the town goes crazy, and no better place to do it than St. Louis. Get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, well, I heard he hit one out today, and they gave him a curtain call.
Yeah. No, let me tell you this. Buster Olney tweeted out some of the stats, and I'll just throw this, and then I'll get your reaction to Pujols. That run scored by Pujols on the home run was number 1,800 in his career. Needs 16 more to catch Carl Yastrzemski for 18th place all-time. He has 646 homers, 14 short of Willie, 2,023 RBI, 63 short of Alex Rodriguez for number three all-time. And we're looking at, unfortunately, someone who sort of hit the skids a little bit by being in Los Angeles. But when you look at the body of work, one of the top five, probably top six, seven of all time.
Yeah, definitely one of the three or four greatest right-handed hitters ever. I mean, you look at his St. Louis numbers. I mean, he went 10 years driving in 100-plus runs. His batting average, a 359, 331, 357. Just the home runs were there, everything. He led the league in runs scored a bunch of times, and he didn't really run all that well. He led the league in hits and doubles and good total bases. I mean, geez, just an incredible career. He's played, I think, a lot longer than people thought. When he early years in Anaheim, I'm sure it's still part of the deal for him. He's had some serious foot problems where he could barely run at times, and it was kind of almost sad to watch him try to get up there and hit, but he's kind of shaken that a little bit. He's not super productive, but then he still has that great sense of timing, and don't throw a mistake to him or the ball's out of the yard.
No, and I don't know if you saw the home run today, and I encourage everyone to look on YouTube or MLB.com. Just take a look at the home run, because the ball, who knows if they grooved it or not, but they put it in his wheelhouse. And Bruce, if you see it, you could just feel it. You can feel it going out, and there was it was one of those. There's no park around that's going to hold this ball, and it was one of those home runs. It was in Mackland, McGuire land up there. It was pretty good.
Well, yeah, and St. Louis is one of those towns where they're going to do you upright when you come back. They remember everything that he meant. They weren't happy that he left. That's for sure. Pretty acrimonious at the time, but he did so many great things for that organization that those fans know the deal, and they really did him upright.
Well, the baseball is in the news a lot this week. We had a lot of baseball news. First of all, Tampa Bay and Montreal. How about this? Now they've got to be kidding, right?
They're, yeah. Well, Tampa Bay and Montreal, the Twin Cities, really.
They're close by.
Really, they're neighbors. I mean, the convenience angle is definitely there. I mean, yeah, that's never going to happen. I mean, I just had a little note in the paper. I mean, to me, anything that starts the process of getting the Rays out of Florida, I'm all for. I know you've spent a lot of time down there, and it's a great spring training place, but for regular season, I mean, the Rays have been dead in the water attendance-wise for most of their time there. Miami, they rise to the fans will come out. Amazingly, they've had a bunch of powerhouse teams there, but then it goes right back into the dumper, and it's just not good, not great baseball towns. And I'd love to see Montreal and Portland replace those two cities.
Yeah, Montreal is trying again, and Bronfman is still behind it, and this is the family, the Seagram's family, that had it before, and I guess the son or grandson, somebody's now spearheading it. But there's so many logistic issues of this idea that to me, I mean, baseball loses some credibility when you come out and say something like this.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just it's ridiculous. People are basically just laughing. I mean, I would really like to see Montreal get back in the game. It was a delightful place to watch baseball, even when the stadiums were completely inadequate. I'll tell you, Portland is going to be ready. They're building a stadium there without knowing they're going to get a team, but they're confident enough that it'll happen. And I've always thought that'd be a great place to see how Major League Baseball will fly.
Well, and speaking about flying, the ball is flying.
Is it, though?
Alex Dickerson, where's he been? I mean, he hit one 458 last night. It's the longest home run of the season for the Giants, and he looks like he can hit a fastball. I hate to say it. You don't like to get too excited, but six RBIs, first time that's been done in a first game for a Giant ever. But he didn't miss his pitch, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, he's had back surgery and Tommy John surgery in successive years. I mean, right. That takes a lot of diligence to try to keep your career going. Before that, he had a decent half season with the Padres in 2016 where he hit 10 home runs, and, they liked him then. He kind of dropped off the map, but I think it's safe to say that he can hit a fastball. I mean, just like Yastrzemski. I'm sending both of those guys to the All-Star game to represent the Giants.
You know, Flan was on last night on TV, and he really nailed it. And, you know, Yastrzemski is a baseball player. You need the ground ball to second, he gives it to you. You need a bunt, he gives it to you. You need a drag bunt, he gives it to you. You need a fly, he'll do it. He can hit the ball out of the park. It's nice to see baseball players. I don't know. I like seeing it.
Yeah, and he's had a lot of really sharply hit balls the other way, to left field.
Mm-hmm.
He hits the ball where he's pitched, and like you say, he's not obsessed with hitting everything out. He plays the game smart. It doesn't always call for, you know, a launch angle swing and a strikeout. he's got a ways to go, but I think he's made some big impressions on the team. Just, you know, not just he's got the great demeanor and he's done some really good things in big moments. And just spiritually, I think they like what he brings to them. And I'm glad to hear him say he doesn't wear number 8 because that'd be a little bit much. I mean, now you're really trying to be your granddad, and that's never going to happen. But real level-headed kid and exciting to watch, and that's really worked out well.
He's got a game face, too.
Yeah.
You know, the guy has that game face, sort of like his grandfather did as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. Look, Farhan has gone on the edge of this roster all year long and mixed and matched, and this guy, every day there's a new guy coming in and somebody leaving. But with these two and Austin, I think I see maybe there's a chance of getting a bench together that maybe can do something.
Yeah, I think with Austin and Yastrzemski, definitely, if they're not starting. Dickerson, you know, it's really hard to say, but the ultimate small sample size, but he did make a pretty big impression there. So he's a big, big guy, a lot of power. I mean, that ball went rocketing out of the park. I know the ball's a little bit livelier, but that thing was just absolutely crushed.
Peter Alonso hit 26 today.
26 homers just today.
Right. His 26th and tied Darryl Strawberry's Met rookie record, which was set, of course, in a whole season.
Yeah.
And he did it by June 22nd. How about that?
Jeez, yeah. He's a strange. I mean, he doesn't impress you with his build or anything, but God, the power that guy generates. And he's another guy where, you know, the balls that are leaving the yard for him they're not cheap. I mean, they're going way, way out of the park. And a great thing for the Mets. I mean, they were supposedly dead and gone a while back, and they've got a ways to go, but they're starting to get back to respectability anyway, if they get the pitching together.
Well, if they can get, the Grom, and now they have a new pitching coach, Phil Regan.
98. He's a young man, though.
Yeah, he was born in 1898, but he's 82, and we don't age discriminate in this business, you know.
No,
that.
No, thank God.
Really. But, I've interviewed him years ago, and the Vulture, you know, he was the guy who got all the wins when he was a reliever for the Dodgers, and
yeah,
I don't know. You know, look, baseball has stories. That's what it's all about, mm-hmm. The stories. And he's a story this year.
Yeah, I saw him pitch a lot in the 60s going to Dodger games. He kind of replaced Peronofsky as the big guy out of the bullpen, the Vulture, you know. And
yeah, he would blow the save, and then he'd get the win.
Yeah. It sounds like he's, you know, embracing a lot of the modern-day tenets that go into, you know, the analytics movement. He's not, you know, reminiscing about Van Lingle Mungo or anything. Harry the Cat Brachin.
Brachin. I actually had a Van Lingle Mungo reference today.
did.
Very good. Yeah.
Well, that's two then.
That's right. We think about this things the same way. Because Walker Buehler didn't walk anybody and struck out 16 last night for the Dodgers. And that's the best ever. And it goes, and you go past Dazzy Vance, Van Lingle Mungo, Fernando, Koufax, Drysdale, you name it.
My.
Nobody has ever done what this guy did last night.
He was so inspiring. He didn't walk anybody. I love that Roberts let him hit in the eighth and go back out in the ninth and just throw a howling high fastball past Arenado in the ninth. It looked like it went about 115 miles an hour. I mean, kid's really impressive. And, you know, let him go. Let him finish that game, for heaven's sake. That was good.
Yeah, I loved it. You know, because you think of the great pitchers, when, no matter what team you're talking about. When you see someone today do something. But look, the story of the game today, you know, no walks, 16 strikeouts. Verlander, no walks, 15 strikeouts. Had a guy the other day, no walks, 10 strikeouts. And, you know, we just see it all the time now because guys go up there to launch the ball, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yep, and, the strikeout and home run numbers are way up. But I don't know, we've talked about this before. It's disconcerting to look at the numbers, but... You know, as the game's unfolding, I'm not obsessing about, well, you know, do this or do that. I mean, I enjoy the game too much to get too grumpy about where the statistical things are going. And I think Dave Roberts actually said the other night that he thinks the hitting trend is going to swing back toward, you know, more smart fundamental hitting. There's not a whole lot of signs now. I mean, Bellinger's a guy who isn't striking out a lot and then laying waste to the league. But just he thinks that league-wide, you know, playing the game a little smarter is going to come back. And I've always thought it would because baseball tends to correct itself that way.
Yeah, it will. There's always someone who can figure it out better than you can. Mm-hmm. And that's the story of it. One last thing for you, Charlie Blackman. Did you follow him this week to see what he did?
You have to.
Come on.
20 for 19?
I'm going to give you the number. Yes. he was, 15 for 24. Four homers, 10 RBIs. Then he had 20 hits and five homers in a seven-day span. How about that?
It's great because his face is gradually disappearing behind the facial area. There's nobody there, but somehow the eyes are great. My God, he's just... He's amazing. He should be... I haven't given a hard look at the All-Star voting process. I mean, I lost my abacus, so I'm a little bit lost there, but...
I got it. All right.
He's probably gonna start. I don't think Harper or Machado didn't make the final three at their positions. I don't think.
I'm gonna give you the thing. At third base, Arenado, Bryant, and Donaldson.
Sure.
No Rendon. No Machado.
Yeah.
And the outfield, and this is an order of votes: Bellinger, Yelich, Acuna, Markakis.
Yeah.
Then Blackman, Almora, Hayward of the Cubs, Schwarber of the Cubs, and Jock Peterson. So,
yeah, I don't know. Hayward ahead of Harper is a little much for me, but Harper is not having a great year. He's doing some spectacular things as he always does, but he's hitting. I'm not sure what he's hitting, but it's not. It hasn't been great. I guess it's right around 240 or something like that.
Yeah, I think he's under 250.
Yeah.
He's under 250.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, we got Tyler Beede tonight. He pitched a good game against the Dodgers last time out. Zach Godley doesn't pitch very well. So, you know, there's one thing about the Giants. I said this when I opened up today. And they could be miserable. They could go three games against L.A., and then they could have that crazy rally in the ninth inning and the bad replay call, what have you. They come to play. They really do. This is not a team that just shows up and gets crushed every game. They just don't.
It's amazing to me, Marty. They get in these close games, and they're something like 17-6 in one-run games.
Yeah,
that's startling for a team that's that far below 500. I mean, you get them in a competitive game, and a lot of great things show up as far as their basic nature and the way they attack the game. So, yeah, they I wouldn't say they put on a great show, but they're still pretty fun to watch. And with all these new guys coming in, it kind of keeps things maybe a little too fresh. But yeah, I agree. There's a lot of character there, and that's something they got to preserve as they get as they transition themselves into a younger roster for down the road.
Well, you look at Posey, you look at Crawford, you look at Belt, Sandoval. They've all played now. When Belt plays tonight, 1,000 games as a Giant,
mm-hmm.
and those are. You know, there's something to that. It's just not, they just don't show up. And I like it. I think it's something to comment on.
Yeah, I love what it says about Bochy, too. I mean, there's so much respect for him. The old guys, that goes without saying. But the younger guys, too. I mean, the guy's just a great manager. And he's certainly not going out, on a carriage with champagne being poured over his head. But he's going out with dignity, I think, and some respect, which is really what about all he would want from this season. And it sure is going to be interesting to see somebody else in charge of that club, isn't it?
Well, it will be. And he may get close to a 74th win. You know, they may win. I bet they'll be close to it, maybe 68, 67.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll get to 74. I don't know. But we'll see. But 74 would give him 2,000, so that's the big deal.
That would be quite nice.
All right. I want to get your comment on this. I was thinking about doing it tomorrow and Sunday, but Gary Radnich, Bruce, you saw his tweet today. Plan was to retire at the end of the year, but with my 70th birthday ahead, it makes sense now. Thank you, audience, for 36 years of TV radio, and it's gotten a lot of obviously a lot of play today in the news and the media, and I just thought I'd get your thought on it.
Oh, yeah. I've always really liked Gary. He's been nice enough to have me on over the years. He's always had a really nice touch about him. He was great on television all the years that he did that. He and Larry Kruger have been a really good team. I think he's going to be missed. I think back to how long I've been watching or listening to this guy. It's an awful long time. He's a Bay Area institution, and he's gotten this far. You know, he's still Gary Radnich to a T. I mean, it's not like I don't think he's lost a whole lot on the air. He still is in tuned into stuff as ever, I think. And I'm sure going to miss him. I think he's been great.
Yeah, he's been very good to me over the years. Like yourself, had you on all the time. If he saw me, he dragged me on and put me on, and really gave me a lot of credibility.
Mm-hmm.
And, for many years, and I always appreciate that. He's got a good heart. The guy's got a decent heart. Really, he does. So, yeah, I'll miss him. But that was the tweet today. All right, have a great night tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. We got a day game tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk to you in the morning.
All right, thanks, Bruce. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.